brought to you by Bendix King. At Bendix King, we're working to make the pilot's job easier by developing products around safe, simple, and confident operations. Visit us online at BendixKing.com to see what's new in our product line. And by Avidyne. As a plug-and-play replacement for existing GNS 430s, the IFD 440 FMS GPS NAVCOM sets a new standard for user interface simplicity. Its hybrid touchscreen control makes it easier to access the information you want when you want it.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. AvWeb has a new addition this year in publisher Tom Bliss. Tom's been flying since 1971, worked for a time at Cessna, and ran a Phoenix-based marketing agency serving Fortune 100 companies for 25 years. He's arrived at AvWeb with some new ideas and a keen interest in finding ways to strengthen a weak general aviation sector. He's here at AOPA Summit 2012 in Palm Springs to organize key interests and set a roadmap toward more affordable, modernized aircraft. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Glenn, it's a pleasure.
So let's dig in. You're going to introduce some new ideas here, but first lay the foundation. What is it you're seeing in the industry, and how do you think the industry should react?
Well, Glenn, the industry has been suffering for a long time from the cost of fuel and a number of things that are really beyond the control of the manufacturers. Among them are the cost of labor, federal regulation compliance, and other issues that make it really difficult to manufacture airplanes economically. We don't have a huge base of airplanes being built. Somewhere between 1,200 and 1,500 airplanes will be delivered this year. This means that the fleet of airplanes, currently somewhat greater than 300,000, is being replaced at a rate of less than 1%. Unfortunately, retiring airplanes, ones that are taken out of service through accidents or age or attrition, probably outnumber newly manufactured airplanes by 5 or 6 to 1 each year. So our fleet is shrinking and aging, just like our pilot base is shrinking and aging. These problems have been addressed by AOPA and others, and there are some great initiatives out there to work on attracting more people to aviation. But this summer, I worked with Jerry Gregoire and some other folks at Redbird Simulations and some other key contributors, including Lynn Nichols at England Aviation, talked about the cost of airplanes, what we could do to bring affordable airplanes to the existing aircraft owner base. And this would be for folks who would like to have better, safer, more modern airplanes, people who would like to buy airplanes for the first time, or those who'd like to upgrade to better and better airplanes. What came of this was something we're calling the 3Rs Affordable Aircraft Initiative to rebuild, restore, and remanufacture the GA fleet. And very simply, this is an idea whose time has come, recognizing that airframes can last upwards of 30,000 hours of use, and most, of course, in the general aviation fleet, rarely reach 10,000 hours before they're retired. But we have found that there is a large inventory of serviceable airplanes in existence that can be rebuilt, remanufactured, restored to 2012 standards in every way, mechanically and with great new avionics and engines, props, accessories, interiors, paint. Everything that goes into a new airplane can be put into a 30-year-old airframe, for example. That airplane will then probably perform virtually identically to that of a 2012 airplane. But we believe we can modernize airplanes at a fraction of the cost of a new airplane. So that was the beginning of the 3Rs initiative.
Here, what are the key factors that you really need to see addressed to see something like this succeed?
Well, some of the basics are this. We have to have an inventory of successful airplanes from the large OEMs where there are large inventories of parts that are currently manufactured or parts that can be purchased through PMA suppliers or from the OEMs. The parts are very important. Secondly, it is best if we rebuild airplanes that are still in production or have been in production until recently. This includes Mooney, Cirrus, Beechcraft, Hawker Beach specifically, Cessna, Piper. There are many other brands out there that have not been manufactured in large numbers, and some of those may pop up to the surface. But really what this means is conservative, proven airframes that are plentiful and where part support is available. The next part of this that's most important is finance, insurability, and appraisal. In other words, to establish with buyers and those who finance and insure and appraise airplanes that a remanufactured airplane is worth the additional equipment that is put into it when it is remanufactured. So, for example, let's take a 1979-172, an airplane that might be purchased on the open market, perhaps in trade-a-plane, for $38,000 to $40,000, reasonably well-equipped, no damage history, and with, say, 3,000 hours of use. Well, this airplane could be stripped completely down to the bare aluminum, and all of the parts, the non-airframe movable parts, could be replaced, such as engines, engine mounts, tires, batteries, brakes, accessories, propellers, all the avionics, interiors, this sort of thing. All of it can be replaced, and that airplane could be remanufactured for a price, we believe, that would be a fraction of the cost of a new airplane. The key to this entire effort is that if we can find a way to standardize the remanufacturing of these airplanes and do it economically, and come up with an airframe perhaps that could be purchased for two-thirds or even half the cost of a new airplane, but perform and provide utility and value at the same level as a new airplane, then we would have a successful program. Those who appraise, finance, and insure would be impressed with that type of airplane, one that would reach the performance and reliability standards set originally by the OEM who built the airframe. So that's the beginning of the program.
So this is an idea that would basically start a whole new industry.
That's right. And this would be an industry within an industry. And we see it as a branding effort initially to create awareness for this program amongst those who would buy the airplanes. And this would include FBOs who want to provide rental and charter airplanes, be for flight schools, flying clubs, private individuals, corporations, businesses of all kinds. And we're talking about airplanes ranging from a Cessna 172 up through and including airplanes like the Nextant airplane, which is a Beechjet 400, which is remanufactured by the Nextant folks, something that you know a lot about. That's a $4 million business jet. But if we go down to the lower end, from 172 on up, we think we can provide a fleet of airplanes over time, could amount to hundreds of airplanes yearly, and create demand, which is actually unsatisfied demand, for well-performing, high-quality, safe airplanes with all the modern conveniences and capabilities.
So where are we now in the process of developing this idea? What are the practical steps in developing the process, and how do interested parties become involved?
Well, currently, Glenn, we have about 30 companies who represent avionics manufacturers, propeller manufacturers, engines, some of the leading associations, for example, the Mooney Pilots Association, Cessna Pilots Association, and others, 30 companies who are studying this idea. Some of them, like Yingling Aviation out of Wichita, are doing manufacturing studies right now, choosing a specific model of airplane to modernize, making a choice in its type of engine, its avionics suite, what type of interior replacements, wiring, glass, and other replaceable items make sense. And so based on their studies, they would move independently. The way we see this is that a number of OEM suppliers, those companies who supply engines, avionics, and so forth, would provide support for folks who actually do the integration and remanufacturing, such as a Yingling Aviation. In this particular case, Yingling, for example, would strip an airplane to bare metal, and they have the capabilities in their shops in Wichita to replace engines, install avionics, basically every single step that would require to remanufacture an airplane to new standards. So that airplane would be equipped with fully warranted engines and avionics and propellers and all the equipment necessary, and would be supported by the OEM suppliers and probably by a warranty from a company like a Yingling for some period of time. This is under study. It is not necessarily something they are committing to do, but companies who are participating in this will be looking at those possibilities. And if all goes well, several different companies will undertake remanufacturing studies. This could include Cessnas, it could include Hawker Beach aircraft, Piper, Cirrus, Moonies, and so on and so forth. One of the key parts of this is to have a supply chain available of the OEM parts. So Hawker Beach airplanes, like the A-36 Bonanza, for example, or the Baron, still in production. Some parts commonality dating back 50 years. Many Cessna models, same thing. Piper models, the same thing. And Mooney, although they are not building new airplanes, their parts are available and being manufactured. So all of these things are being considered.
We've been speaking with AvWeb publisher Tom Bliss about his 3Rs program. I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by ForeFlight, makers of intelligent iPad apps for pilots. Visit ForeFlight.com to learn more about ForeFlight Mobile for iPad. With best-in-class design and backed by fanatical pilot support, ForeFlight Mobile is aviation's most popular app. And by Sennheiser S1 Aviation Headsets. Experience the quiet revolution with groundbreaking digital adaptive noise cancellation technology and comfort features that allow you to fully customize your personal S1.